A conspiracy theory raises flags in Zimbabwe. The hope of Christ shines brightly in Iran, and bloggers go to be a voice for the voiceless in Guatemala. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Fraud is suspected in Zimbabwe's presidential elections this week. Zimbabwe's President Mugabe of 33 years is running against Prime Minister Tsvangirai. The Prime Minister says the president's party rigged the election. It's reported that nearly 1 million people were turned away from the polls, most of them in areas that supported the Prime Minister. Greg Yoder, not me, but with Christian World Outreach, says Zimbabwe needs better leadership, but it may need to start with the church.
Our goal there is to train up leaders that really teach from the truth of the Bible, so that they can be good leaders in their churches, in their communities, good leaders in their country.
CWO's recent leadership conference focused on bringing pastors back to the Bible, but it branched out from there.
We started with the leadership development, and out of that, they said, if we're going to make a difference in our communities, the one area we need to work in is helping with the AIDS orphan.
They're giving homes and education to AIDS orphans. You can support this ministry through links at our website. Next, tensions are rising as Syria's refugee crisis spills over into Turkey. With a Syrian influx joining a refugee community of Afghans, Iraqis, Iranians, and Palestinians, competition for resources is fierce. Steve Van Valkenburg, Middle East Director for Christian Aid, your link to Indigenous Missions, explains.
The employers in that area don't pay very much because they can always hire refugees for almost nothing, and there's a lot of competition for housing, and the housing prices go up. And, of course, food prices go up because there's more demand for food.
To help ease the burden on border towns there, the government's been sending refugees to other communities. That's where Christian Aid comes in. The partner they're helping is providing for immediate physical needs, but that's not all.
The difference is that when they give out aid, that the people know that there's somebody there that cares for them, and the workers will pray for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Show care, they listen to them.
Now's the time to act. We'll point the way at our website. This is Mission Network News. The Syrian refugee community is vast and growing. Due to the ferocity of the fighting in the region, the flow of refugees has accelerated rather than slowed. Now, more than ever, help is needed. Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, is committing to reaching out to these refugees, both physically and emotionally, through the Compassionate Care Unit Crisis Ministry Team. It's a spiritual crisis, too. Will you pray with them? We have more details at our website. Meanwhile, it's safe to say that Iran is hostile toward Christians. Persecution in Iran has been on the rise since 2005. Sat-7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is bringing spiritual deliverance. A woman recently called to tell how God healed her. Now she's following Christ, but her only connection to other believers is through the Sat-7 Pars channel. Ask God to protect Iranian believers who follow him at great cost. And remember the blogger trip to Bangladesh that we brought you back in January? Well, Food for the Hungry, or FH, is bringing another team of bloggers to Guatemala this Sunday. We caught up with blogger Rachel Myers, who's going with her husband.
This is a new experience for both of us, but we're really excited to not only experience it firsthand, but from a blogger perspective.
Rachel and her fellow bloggers will see how FH brings new physical and spiritual life to impoverished villages. They hope to serve in whatever way they can.
We also want to be a mouthpiece, not just to the people in Guatemala, but then even to the people back home. We hope to make change.
Bloggers will be in Guatemala from August 4th through the 9th, and you can follow their journey through a link at missionnetworknews.org.
You can also just follow the Twitter hashtag FHBloggers, and you'll be able to ask questions while we're there.
Pray the bloggers can help further God's kingdom in Guatemala. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, just call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Sign up to get our e-news blasts, and it's free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, fill in your email address in the bottom, and voila, you're signed up. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.